Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we got Larry on his mountaintop to give us a briefing on, well, we got a lot of things, actually, on in the background that are going, hi, Larry, how are you doing?
Hey, Stuart, just trying to stay warm.
Yeah, oh, it's, boy, I tell you what, the temperatures here at night are still below zero, and here we are, March. This is really strange. Anyway, before we get rolling, Frequency, The Hidden Matrix, our first book on this series of Frequency, will be out and free for paying members. On our website, if you're a paid member, you get it for free. It'll be posted up there. The 3D flip page sometimes takes a little longer, but the PDF will be there as well. And we're trying to find out if we can do a regular kind of a pocketbook style as well. It's a very, very important book. And once you see what it is talking about, it is, how do we say, it explains an awful lot of what the Lord Jesus Christ said and why he said it. It's just an incredible examination of how the universe is constructed, that it's a prison matrix, why the Lord calls it a prison house, why Jesus said he came to set the prisoners free, why he said we are fallen race, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's quite a book. Anyway, if you're a paying member, it's free, and we'll be working out the details for everybody else here shortly. In the next few days, we'll be looking at what to do on for the public, the general public. You can visit our website, or YouTube channel, rather, Angel Fall 923, where we have Iron Mountain Blueprint up for free and at no cost, among others, like Why America's Babylon, UFO Gateway to Hell, and others. It helps support the ministry. Let's go to what you posted, Larry. Dems weaponizing Game of Thrones against Trump. What's that about?
Well, that's simply the Democrats and the rhinos weaponizing the Game of Thrones movie series that's been going for I think they're approaching their eighth season. Which, you know, mm-hmm. What's interesting is, Stuart, is I've often referred to Washington, D.C. is the Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And, the scenarios are incredible. Matter of fact, the Battle of the Bastards, and that's a quote, by the way, it really fits the picture of Washington, D.C., the Battle of the Bastards. That's what we're watching. And now they've weaponized, and I put a post, which you can see it on my blog, mm-hmm. of what they inserted Trump into the background throne of the Game of Thrones. And what this is, Stuart, is everybody that battles for the throne usually gets slain or killed, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, yes. Kind of like, what did they call that, a blood wedding? Or a red wedding?
Yeah.
Where they slaughtered everybody?
Yeah, the red bloody wedding where they slaughtered a whole, I guess you could say, a few generations of a certain group of people.
Yeah. It says here, court documents will be coming to bring down Trump. They've been kind of saying that for a long time. So this is this is getting down to the point where it appears that they are getting desperate to unseat him. But if they can't, then they may resort to more violent methods. The way this is looking, the Democrats could care less about the American people, and I don't call them Democrats, I should say communists, could care less about the American people. In fact, they not only intend to take the United States, they intend to slaughter most of the people in America and rebuild under their terminology. As peace to a communist is there aren't any non-communists around anymore. They've all been either in slave labor or stuff like that, or they're dead. Then the other one, you've got 1 million in the way. DHS boss drops border bombshell, warns migrant situation spiraling out of control. I thought we had military down there. What's going on? How come we have this huge surge and we got all the military down there?
They're not able to stop them. Congress has pretty well tied Trump's hands on stopping and are removing this really invasion from our shores, which happens to be dirt. But that's what's happening, Stuart, is they pretty well have Trump in a bucket. Now, this was Kristen Nelson that came out, the head of DHS, and told the Intel Committee to their face, we've not only got a crisis on our southern border, we now have a what she called an emergency with no doubt that they are overwhelmed and cannot stop until a million more are on their way. And, Stuart, the Democrats will have nothing of this data, which is accurate.
Well, of course, this is they're communists, and we got a bunch, unfortunately, communists in the Republican Party as well, all bent on bringing America down. They're committing treason, but they don't have to worry about being arrested for it or anything else. I don't see anything happening to any of these people. The Bible says that evil men and women just wax worse and worse and worse over time. And that's apparently where we're headed. You know, the Bible does say categorically that America is going down. America is Babylon. And you said you found a Bible code from Barry about America being Babylon. What's that?
Yeah, it's real interesting. I apparently missed it back in 2012. He actually did this matrix January 24th, 2012, and he called it Babylon is America with Rome's support. Titled, Is America Babylon and Obama Its King? And we wondered about Obama coming back, but
yes. There's
three matrices, and I won't spend a lot of time. I'll just read the words real quick because they all sound like a nail in the coffin of this nation. The first matrix is number one, Babylon is America, just clearly laid out by the Torah codes. Number two, Obama. Number three, Barack. Number four, behold, we perish. Number five, we are undone, and we are all undone. Number six, we are undone again. Number seven, Rome. Number eight, Esau. Now, the second matrix I'll run through real quick, because it's kind of interesting. Vatican rule is number one. Two is Barack. Number three is Obama. Number four, Babylon. And then he ran another adjacent matrix. And listen to this one, number three matrix. Number one, Barry Satoru. Number two, president. Number three, behold, we perish. Number four, we are undone. Number five, we are all undone. Doesn't that sound like a nail in a coffin of a nation, Stuart?
Yep. I mean, we are, and we're going down, and I've tried to warn people about it. And, of course, you get all kinds of fights from people or arguments, I guess one could say. We're not Babylon. There's no way we could be Babylon. And I guess my reply is, look, if you want to be stupid and uneducated in the scriptures, that's your problem. It's not my problem. It's not Jesus's problem. It's not God the Father's problem, and it's not the Holy Spirit's problem. It's your problem. Nothing could be plainer about who America is. And we have all these prophetic so-called experts will tell you that America's not even in Bible prophecy. I don't know if they're just stupid or they're lying deliberately. I did run into a situation where a friend of mine actually talked to he went to one of these Bible, you know, conferences, a Bible prophecy conference, and he went up and asked one of the big speakers, is America Babylon? And he said, oh, yes, no question about it. Is New York City Babylon, the great city? Oh, yes, absolutely, no question. Then he goes up on stage and denies the whole thing. See, they're afraid. They might lose a few shekels. They're going to lose their everything if they keep this up. You know, I'm probably not very popular because I just tell it like it is and what the Lord has shown me, and he showed me a long, long time ago, that America is not only Babylon, but America has been infiltrated for years, and the border situation is the Lord's doing. It's part of the judgment against the United States. Donald Trump, as we said early on, is also here for judgment, as well as for Israel. So don't be surprised when judgment really starts to come down and we really start to get hammered. The Lord is compassionate. He's full of mercy, but he's not going to keep up with this stuff. When you can save a rat out of a manhole and at the same hour kill 200 babies that are coming out of the womb, no, I don't think God has a lot of patience left. And when he brings the hammer down, I'm telling you, it's going to be, we are undone. We are all undone. This America's going down, folks. It's going down. And you have two things you got to do. You prepare spiritually, prepare physically as best as you can, and get ready, because it's coming. And nothing you and I can do about it. Here you got an interesting one, too, that you posted. Headline, e-commerce and PayPal and Southern Poverty Law Center form an unholy alliance. What in the world is going on there? Southern Poverty Law Center is a hideous operation.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Stuart. And I know you had your farm in and torture years ago by them people. And you've seen them lie and lie and lie and promote Islam forever. I mean, they've been doing this a long, long time. And now suddenly, and this is a Fox News breaking report, by the way. This isn't on the back of somebody's blog. This is called They're Weaponizing E-Commerce. PayPal and Southern Poverty Law Center form an unholy alliance, and what it basically is saying is this will be kind of a nail in the coffin, too, for a lot of the Internet people because they're going to begin to control who gets what money from whom.
Yeah, if Southern Poverty Law Center is going to be the one that is telling PayPal who can use PayPal and who can't, it's about over. Even David Icke was going to Australia. He had it all set up. Now, I'm not a fan of David Icke. He's a new, I think he did, I don't know if he's a new ager or what he is, but he's very, very interesting character. He does a tremendous amount of research. He tells it like it is as he sees it. And now he can't go to Australia. They told him he can't go there. That is the worst kind of censorship when they start doing that. But we've warned people for years, the New World Order cannot work unless you have total censorship, total control over mass media. And that's what they're gunning for. That's exactly what they want. And the American people are sitting back, not doing anything. They're not even helping Donald Trump. They're not doing anything. They go to his rallies, they cheer, they shout, they do anything. But do they write their congressman and say, we're going to beat you if you keep up what you're doing? No, they don't do any of that stuff. And so Congress feels they can do whatever they want. They're going to get away with it. Nobody's going to stop them. Well, as I've said before, Larry, they have forgotten the God factor. and God is going to stop them. And yes, we will all be totally undone. And it's coming. It's already here,
yeah,
as far as I can see, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Stuart. And by the way, I posted on my blog today, I've been having a considerable hindrance to getting my blog out or my Yahoo group. I'm being censored. And I posted today, and I wrote on there that I'm battling giants every day trying to get the truth out anymore on the Internet. But what they don't understand, Stuart, is I know who is the creator of the giant killer.
Yes. That's the one thing they forget, the God factor. And it's just too bad that they've forgotten it, because their end is terrible. It's horrific. So they better enjoy their power. They better enjoy their censorship. They can sit back and mock and laugh and carry on and say, what a bunch of idiots those rotten, filthy Christians are. But when the heavens unzip and God says, guess what? I don't like what you're doing, and sends them all to eternal ruin, which, of course, they don't believe in. I do believe in it, because I saw a part of it. And if all the rich men of the earth who were doing this saw what I saw, they would all be on their bellies screaming for mercy. But like Daniel the prophet says, the wicked will never understand. Only the wise will understand what's going on. For Southern Poverty Law Center, I got labeled as a terrorist. And they did that because I produced the video Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny, and it's up on Angel Fall 923, full of government documents proving that the report from Iron Mountain was real. It's not a hoax. It's all part of the matrix. Well, Southern Poverty Law Center didn't like that. So they came after me. If I'd had the money, I'd have sued them, and I would have won, too, because they were guilty of gross libel behavior and slander. But that's who Southern Poverty Law Center is. And they're all part of the matrix. They're all part of this total control. And they beg money off from widows and old ladies, and they make millions of dollars every year lying through their teeth about who they don't like. And I'm amazed they haven't been taken down legally and challenged to the point where they would be broke. But again, that just doesn't happen. Here's another one you sent, Breitbart News. Linda Sasoa erupts over anti-Semitism vote by Congress. Says Pelosi is typical feminist, doing dirty work of powerful men. Blowback from Representative Omar's talk. What in the world is... Are these people going totally crazy?
Yeah, I think that's what people do in the end times, is they lose their minds. And what's interesting here, Stuart, is that Linda Sarsar is Islamic, very much,
yes,
Islamic, hates Christians and Jews. And she is supporting that Representative Omar from, I believe it's Minnesota or Michigan, that is so anti-Semitic that she hates Israel and anybody that supports or prays for Israel. And now what's interesting is, the Democrats, because this hit them in the face, never getting feedback from the Jewish community, started this new bill they wanted to vote on ban anti-Semitism, and guess what? This pushback from Linda Sarsar and others shut it down. They canceled the vote, and Pelosi folded, and the rest of the Democrats folded. It just tells you, Stuart, where this is going, to a very, very bad place. And I'll tell you what, I listened today on Fox Business to a couple of experts that are saying, mm-hmm, unless something changes, they don't see this nation surviving the communist socialist onslaught that this people may have to live in socialism and communism to even wake up.
I agree with that. I think we're going to lose the 2020 vote. They have communized all of our kids. Every one of them. You go to any of these schools, even they start it way back in grade school, that socialism is good and capitalism is bad, and on and on and on they go. They also hate America. I can remember when I was growing up, when I went to grade school, every morning we said the Lord's Prayer, and then we did the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And then we began our school sessions. You can't do that anymore. Any nation, folks, that forgets God, this is right out of the Bible, is turned into hell. And we are going to be turned into hell, a hell like nobody could believe could ever happen here in the United States. It's already starting to happen. And you got people like Adam Schiff, who's a deep state communist liar. The guy lies every time his mouth opens. And nobody's doing anything about any of this stuff. In fact, people keep reelecting these people. I don't know why they do it, but they do it. And maybe the Lord is behind it as part of the punishment for the United States. I see here you posted that Adam Schiff hires leftist Russian mob prosecutor to head the Intel Committee probe into Trump. So they're really going after him then.
Yeah, that's what's interesting, Stuart. You know, remember the days of Russia, Russia, Russia? And
yes.
Who's in bed with the Russians or Russian connections? It's the Democrats all along.
Yes. Well, that's typical communists. They put on you what they are doing. And I don't know why people are so stupid they can't figure that one out. But that's exactly what they do. They're actually operating by the playbook that they've used for, I don't know, eons now. This is what they do. And I like this Joe Genova? Genova?
Yeah.
How does he spell his name? He says...
Genova.
Okay. I saw him on Fox News telling everybody either don't cooperate at all or take the fifth and don't talk to any of them.
Well,
do you think that's
going to
spread?
Yeah, I do think that's going to spread, Stuart, because of the fact that we now find our current government is an enabler of a communist socialist coup in America against the American people. The government itself, the entity of the United States, is an enabler of this coup that's coming on the American people.
Yes, absolutely. And they're using the border and everything else to bring in this chaos that they need. It's just, it's amazing. And while all that is happening, we have record trade deficits. The gap with trading with China is an all-time high. Budget deficit widens by 77%. Stores are closing left and right. Let's get to Pakistan before we run out of time here. It says Pakistan airspace has been fully reopened. Then I got another headline that says battle resumes after Indian submarine intercepted by the Pakistani Navy. So do you know what the real truth here is at all?
Not really. It seems like this India-Pakistan thing is kind of one step forward and two steps back, and then one step forward and two steps back. It seems like they're trying to time this with possibly the Ukraine and Venezuela.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think when the war breaks out, it's going to be everywhere. This is kind of interesting because you were in the sheriff's department for years. Rural sheriff to citizens, lock your doors, load your guns, and get a barking, biting dog. Evidently, they're going broke in this particular county. They're down to two people. But this is what he says, and this is going to happen all over the United States. Law enforcement, as we have known for the last 4 years, will not exist. We are broke. So lock your doors, load your guns, and get you a barking dog. If the sheriff's office can't protect you, who will?
Yeah, and let me explain that real quick, Stuart.
Yes.
Because when he says all across America you're not going to have protection, you know, you and I both told people to arm themselves and prepare to take care of their families. And the reason is, Stuart, I was in InfraGuard, you know, the FBI infrastructure command, you know, the only thing when this goes down that the police and military and America will be guarding is the infrastructure. And I've got news for the American public, the American people. You are not infrastructure.
Yes, exactly. And it's going to go, when the economy starts to go south, which it already is, by the way, don't believe any of this stuff that you're being told on TV. It's not true. I can remember when Trump was running for office, he said, well, the unemployment rate was like 22.5%, which was actually the truth. And as soon as he took office, it suddenly dropped to 4.3%. They lie through their teeth. We are on the verge, actually, of a world economic collapse. And people better get ready for it. Here's a headline. Retail apocalypse worsens. Major stores are on death watch. There's all kinds of headlines. Global economy is sinking fast, and it will take out the United States with it. American catastrophe. Drug, alcohol, and suicide deaths are hitting record levels. It's all tied together, folks. It's all part of this. People are starting to lose it. And then we got this headline, like your comment before we shut down, Larry. Dr. Ben Carson, it's up to us to stand up to the barbaric practice of abortion. What do you think about that? Why do we have to even have a comment like that from a man of that stature?
Well, nobody's standing up. I mean, nobody in this country seems to be standing up. You know, I can't even get one person to start a new blog. I mean, they just don't want to put out an effort, you know, and they won't support Trump, you know, pretty much at all. And this is what's interesting is this is the way we're going, and you can't seem to warn anybody anymore. Matter of fact, a lot are saying now, and I listen to a lot of the authors that have wrote a lot of the books lately, and they're saying have your plan to hold out in place, but be prepared to move because things are going to change rapidly. But none of this is given to the American people.
Yeah. Well, they're too busy eating their brats and watching football and whatever to be bothered with any of it. And, of course, the Lord says that the American people are mad upon their idols. One more thing. I got a picture posted on my website, Lightgate Blogger. You ought to go take a look at it. I think it's an authentic picture of the Destroyer or one of its entourage. This thing is huge. It's right beside the sun at the 3 o'clock position. Some lady took it. She didn't even know anything was there until she looked at the picture. It's clear as a bell. And then Marshall Masters did some research on it and used some special software he has. And it is there, and it is a heated object. And it's got to be coming from the backside of the sun because it's all illuminated. So anyway, this is one of the first pictures we've had. Anything else, Larry, quickly?
Oh, I'll just say wow, and thanks for posting that. People need to go to Lightgate Blogger and look at it. And, none of this is being told to the American people, and that's why they've ramped up all of the chemtrailing everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And what do you do? Folks, we're heading out. The United States is going down. We are all going to be undone. The Lord promised it, and he said, if you don't repent, that's what's coming. And we haven't repented. In fact, we don't even know what the word means. So I guess it's over pretty much. What else can you do about it? Anyway, go to our join and be a member. Get a free copy of Frequency. You won't regret it. It's one of the most important books I've ever written in the last 25 years. It answers an awful lot of questions. Anyway, thanks for listening. Take care. Heads up. We'll see you Friday night. Good night. Thanks, Larry.